Hey, you. What? Why would you think the date didn't go well? Whatever has you thinking that? No, the date was wonderful. Truly spectacular. Really, I think I met the one. No, you're right. I'm not serious at all. The date was actually quite terrible. Probably the worst date I've ever been on. I know, that is saying a lot, isn't it? Honestly, I was so tempted to just go home and admit defeat, you know, ready to throw myself in bed and call it a day. Well, I ended up here because I had a moment of reflection. And also, I could really use a drink right now. And you're usually my drinking buddy, so why don't you be all nice and invite me in for a drink? You were just pouring yourself one. How convenient. Is my timing great or what? It's impeccable. Well, what do you mean, well, what? You still haven't invited me in. You tease. I didn't realize I had to ask nicely. Come on. Even after the awful night I've had, that's just cruel. Fine. Can I please come in? Pretty please. Thank you. What do you mean, wait? You just want to look up close. Come on, like you don't already know that you're gonna be up close and personal tonight. I mean, I do look beautiful tonight, don't I? Fine, I guess I'll allow it. Lucky for you, I love having your attention. What? You actually want to know about it? I mean, it wasn't that eventful. At least I don't think it was. Fine, if you insist. So, at first, I thought everything was going pretty well. At least, it seemed better than other dates I've been on this year. It seemed like everything he was doing was right. He was hitting all the spots. Well, maybe not all the spots. Hush. Shush, okay? The restaurant was, you know, it was rather busy, so we got to talking while we waited for the waiter. And then when the waiter did show up, this guy was just so obnoxious. He would talk to me all nice and whatnot. But then when addressing the waiter, he had this snarky tone. He didn't even hesitate to speak down to him. I felt so embarrassed, especially since I've been on the opposite side, and there is absolutely no reason, not a damn reason at all, to be that disrespectful. Well, I know you agree. You're always great when we go out. It's one of the things I like best about you, actually. You're just so kind. Anyway, I left the waiter a huge tip to make up for how rude my date was, because, you know, he seemed so eager. Like, it was like he was proud that he could splurge on this type of dinner. But then when it came to the tip, he might as well have shrugged and said, "Oh, not my problem." Ah, yes, thank you. As I said, definitely needed. Wait. Much better. Yes, you assumed right. There is more. There's always more, isn't there? So, he walks me to my car, and I am more than ready to leave. I mean, I got all dressed up. I even wore some of my favorite lingerie because I was that hopeful it would end well. And this guy, nope, this asshole has the audacity to ask me to follow him back to his place. Actually, no, he didn't even ask. He just assumed that I was going to. Well, you don't have to imagine. I didn't say anything. I just laughed. But Then I quickly and politely said no. But then he tried to convince me, because apparently no wasn't the correct response. He might as well have begged me to change my mind. Yes, change my mind. He said that he paid for a nice dinner, and he did everything he was supposed to, which to me only stressed that he was a bigger douchebag than I originally thought, because honestly, what he did was the bare minimum, and apparently that was all he needed to do. Besides, everything he did right was probably just an act. And then he kissed me, and it was gross and invasive, and it was awful. Like, I got pressed up against the side of my car, and I had to actually push him off of me because, well, I didn't kiss back, and he still couldn't take a hint. I keep imagining it, and it gets worse each time. He was just so cocky and acting all holier than thou. You'd think his kiss would be rough, right? You know, with that type of attitude, that type of, you know, appearance and attitude, I get, I don't know. You'd think he'd be rough, right? No, he wasn't. It was actually gentle and really hesitant. Like, he had no idea what to do. So, he was cautious and just... How do I explain this? I don't know. He basically relied on his body weight to make an impression for him. So, it was so bad that I sat in my car and I waited until his car was gone from the parking lot because I was just kind of shocked. I mean, kind of. I guess coming here was my first instinct. After I had a moment to process it all, but hold on. It was more of a light bulb moment than an instinct. Oh, you can't wait to hear? Okay, so, look, I know this is going to sound ridiculous and weird and, I don't know, insert 20 other words here. So just don't laugh at me, okay? Like, just try to keep up and let me explain. I will explain away. So, I am in my 20s. I don't really want to look for a relationship right now. I mean, why should I have to? You know? Especially when half of these people I match with are all the same. They put on this front, but they're all timid and obnoxious and, well, definitely not worth the effort. Like, at all. And honestly, I'm not that desperate. It's all got me thinking, though. Well, I was thinking about why I keep having trouble connecting with someone. Yes. Besides the lack of interest in a relationship. So I wondered, I mean, am I doing something wrong? No. I know that a lack of connection isn't my fault or the awful behavior, but anyway, I just keep getting bored with all of them. They're people that I match with because I think that's the type that I'm supposed to want. But then I realize there isn't a single thing I can get from them. Well, I'm sure I could get something, but it's nothing I really want. However, all of these guys have one major thing in common. They are nothing like you. Okay. Okay, hold up. Hold on. Stop it. Wipe that smug expression off your face. I assure you that this is not me attempting to confess my undying love for you. Because honestly, for the most part, you kind of just piss me off. Yeah, you do. But you know what? It's fine. Don't worry. You're so sweet. And I don't know. Is there a chance that sometime in the future, you know, something might change between us? Possibly. We don't know what could happen. That's not the point, though. The point is that I'm out here looking for some big emotional connection when really all I want right now is a physical one. Like, when you and I are out, you'll have your arms around me, and it's really nice, especially when you're being all playful and flirty in public, or when we're hanging out, you'll go and you'll put your hand on my thigh, and though it doesn't start any butterflies, you definitely make my pulse quicken. And I don't know, I get nervous around you, not because it's emotional, but because I can't help but imagine what I want you to do to me. And then you'll go and do it, and then I want more. And I'd do anything for more, even just a little bit more. I told you to get that look off your face. I mean, it's a nice face, though. So, I guess, whatever. Anyway, more importantly, you do not kiss me like you're cautious or hesitant. Exactly. Why would you? You know what you want, and you know what I want. You put your hand around my throat while you pet my hair with the other, and you tell me to be a good girl. You know, before kissing me like it is the only thing allowing me to keep standing. And that type of kiss is... it's something I can feel all over my body. And I have never wanted to push you off. Yeah, I thought you might enjoy that. I guess my point to all of this is that I know where we stand, and we have this whole friends with benefits thing. You know, it's been going on for like the entire year. You and I do not need to be committed to one another, but we are in that really tricky place of being in between friends with benefits and an actual relationship. Yeah, I have noticed that. I noticed it a couple months ago, actually. And I don't know, there is a part of me that likes the idea of being yours. Fully. I mean, I know I'm yours. But I mean more in a semi-permanent kind of way. Meaning, I haven't slept with anyone since starting this thing with you. And you told me a few weeks ago that you haven't slept with anyone either. So, like I said, we're in a tricky place, but I don't really think either one of us is ready to make a jump, right? Okay, so how about some kind of understanding? Yeah, as in, I'm yours, you're mine, we are higher priorities to one another, but we're still free to do whatever. Occasionally, we check in and adjust whatever needs to be adjusted, because I certainly do not mind you occupying more of my time. Likewise. Okay, how about we're friends with extra benefits? I know it's a weird situation, you know, sometimes when we're alone, usually after we've finished a bottle of wine or it's the middle of the night, you know, those moments when we're in some romance movie or something, that type of moment. For the most part, let's just do what makes us happy and we keep working on that until this either stops or things change eventually. Sounds great. Okay, is there anything else you want to add to that? You think I should sleep over more often? Okay, I mean, that can easily be arranged. Is that because you like my company so much, or because you just really enjoy waking up with someone in your arms? Come on, you think I haven't noticed that? The few times I have slept over, you kind of just... whenever I try to pull away in the morning, you kind of squeeze me like you're not ready to let go. Both. Okay, that's okay. Stay tonight. Actually, that sounds great. See, even a simple kiss like that is more than all of the others combined. Good. You say it so confidently. I like it. You know, since I did come straight from the restaurant, I'm still all dressed up. And I would really, really appreciate it if this lingerie that I'm wearing, yeah, under this dress, didn't go to waste. So, after all, I know you will appreciate it. So, come take my dress off. Show me what being yours is all about, and tell me what a good girl I am. Oh, yes. There is plenty that I want, but for right now, you can surprise me. But that's mostly because I know that you don't mess around, and you know every single thing that I like. Like how I like to be touched, where I like to be touched, just like I know everything you enjoy. Like how sensitive your neck is, and when I kiss down it, you always shiver, and it drives you wild. Or when I run my thumb over the button of your pants, just teasing you while you start to grow from me. Although, that one is certainly fun for the both of us. That's gonna get me in trouble? Good. I want to be in trouble. In fact, let me make it easier for you. How about we move to that couch? Just like that. And I'll just lay down over your lap. Oh, seems like someone feels more eager than usually. Oh no, it would be an awful shame if anything were to happen to my ass. Yes, I am batting my eyelashes. Uh-oh, my ass is just wiggly tonight. Just begging for attention. Won't you please give me attention? I am acting bratty. So why don't you make me a good girl then? Please. Pretty please. Come on. You can show me how much you want me and need me, and then fill me up. Oh, I love the way your hand feels on me like that. Oh yeah? What was I right about? You'll definitely appreciate the lingerie. I mean, you still haven't seen it all. Oh, it doesn't matter because it's me. Do I excite you that much? Yeah, you're right. I do know. But that's half the fun. You want me on my knees? Anything for you. Oh. Now, why do I always get so excited when you come out to play? I'm not teasing you. I would never do that. That's just mean. But I am gonna appreciate this because I just, what can I say? I love the way you fill in my mouth. Or rather, the way you fill my mouth. What do you mean, don't look up at you like that? I thought you loved it when I looked up at you like that. Oh, it just drives you wild. Okay, I mean, I guess that's fair. More? Anything for you? Can you tell me that just one more time? I love it when you say good girl. No? Oh, I'm gonna hear it more than one time. I mean, I guess that's okay. Yes, I am. I'm definitely your good girl. You know what? No, my eyes are not watering. Shush. I'm eager. Shush. You know, I think I know the real problem. Yeah, I'm too busy being yours to fall for somebody new. Are you alright with that? Good. I'm absolutely alright with that. Wait, but I want to keep going. Get on the couch, but I'm not done yet. No, you didn't ask. And that means I should do what you say. You know, you saying good girl is hitting just a little bit different today. Please don't tease me with your hands. I mean, trust me, I love having you fill me up and all over. But I need you so bad. I need you in me so bad. Hey, careful. I like that dress. Oh, you'll buy me a new one? Fine, rip away then. But. Don't butt what me, but only if I get to model the new one for you. After all, I mean, you'll probably rip it again, so I just need to make sure it leaves a lasting impression on you. Fuck, I'm beautiful? I mean, if you insist, then it must be true. You fucking tease. You know what? If it gets ruined, you'll just have to replace that too. More than anything, I just really want to feel you. Please. Please just take me. Ruin me. Pretty please. Fuck, I love your hands and I love your fingers. Oh. Yes, I like that. I like that so much. No, you're so much better than anyone. Fuck, how do you always hit the right spot? Why'd you stop? Like your fingers clean? I mean, anything you say, right? I mean, I don't mean to sound pompous, but it tastes pretty good. Or maybe it's just because licking your fingers, that's the real fun part. Especially when you're looking down at me like that. Fuck God, you make me so weak. That was a little too hard. I mean, I don't mind the marks, but fuck it. Bite away. Oh, fuck. I want you so bad. I'm aching for you. See, I can't even stay still. I need you to fill me up. I need you so bad, please. Oh, right, I forgot. Sensitive neck, right? My panting. Does that excite you? Does that make you want me? Hey, I said I didn't want you teasing me, but that didn't mean I wasn't gonna tease you. Oh, please put it in, please. Fuck me, use me, do whatever you want. Please just take me, please. Please. Oh, fuck. But I can't keep my eyes open. No, don't stop. Fine, I'll keep my eyes open. Yes. Yes, I want you so bad. I want you so bad. Fuck, you feel so good. Oh. Fuck. Fuck. Inside of me is so good. Please, please come for me. Come for me. Come in me, please. Oh, fuck, right there. Right there, right there, right there. I think you finished faster than usual. You really wanted me, didn't you? Oh god, I got to you. I got to you, and I finished you off, didn't I? Maybe. No. That is more than a maybe. God, I can't stop shaking. Ugh, fuck. Fuck. I'm all tingly inside, and you, oh god, you feel so good. You feel excellent. And no wonder I keep comparing people to you. I mean, how am I supposed to just expect someone to do the same thing to me? Oh, because only you can do it. I mean, I'm fine with that. No, I'm good. I'm spazzed out, I guess. I mean, tonight was shit, but you just turned that right around, didn't you? Oh, fuck. And let me guess, the reason you want me staying over, which, do you still want me staying over? You do, okay. Well, I assume this is not going to be the last time we do this while I'm here. I mean, last time, we went on it 3 times? I think we have, you know, we should break the record. Yes. Yes, absolutely. I am that eager, and I'm that needy. And what can I say? No one compares to you. You do know, though, that you've left me without any clothes. You ripped the lingerie. You ripped my dress. I guess you'll just have to let me sleep in something of yours. Just to make sure you do want me staying over. I know you said yes, I just... confirmation, that's all. Yes, I'm staying over, okay? Fine. I guess. Oh. Oh, okay. So, you'll make me breakfast. Maybe I should be a good girl more often. Yeah, why wouldn't I be alright? Were you rougher? I mean, you were faster than usual, but rougher? I don't know, I think I was too busy being happy to even notice. I mean, I think I saw stars? No, I'm being dramatic, whatever, but that... I don't know, you usually make me orgasm more than 3 times, 3 or 4 times. I don't know. I lost count. I don't care. I was too happy. But if you were rough, I don't care. If I can't walk in the morning, she'll just have to carry me. So it is what it is. You take such good care of me. Can you keep holding me a little longer and just pet my hair, please? And about that understanding. Oh, anything I want, it's... Well, now you're just spoiling me. Yeah, honestly. Oh, settling down with me wouldn't be the worst. I mean, I agree, but you know what? We are both in agreement that we will wait to see what happens. Okay, good. Well, that's great, because overall, I just want you happy, too. But we do need to talk about the clothing replacements, because they are kind of needed. That dress was a replacement for the last one that you ripped. You've got to stop ripping my clothes, because at this rate, I'm only going to be able to wear what you have or nothing at all. Of course you'd like that, but if that's the case, you at least owe me one of your hoodies at this point. No, that is not going too far. Yeah, we will see. Fine, I will come here. You know, I think you enjoy the stuff after sex more than you will ever admit. Because you've kissed me quite a bit already. No. It is not a problem at all, because I like it too. See? You know what? I have a question to ask. I mean, you want me to stay over more, so how about I stay for the weekend and we see how long it takes for us to either get sick of each other or we have sex in every single room in this place? Everywhere. No, that is not a challenge. That is a joke. No. No. Actually, you know what? Fine. Because as I said, if I lose the ability to walk, that's on you. And you have to carry me. So it's your back in question. Shut up. Shut up.